You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your Civic Media Daily News Roundup with your Wisconsin news and sports.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Trang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series there
at Stock Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I identify with that film, in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring OutRun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. The critically acclaimed show Heartstopper, which ran for 3 seasons on Netflix, will wrap everything up with a feature film. The show follows the stories of Charlie, an openly gay student, and his schoolmate Nick, a rugby player. Joe Locke and Kit Connor, who starred in the TV show, will both appear in the film, which will also be under the Netflix banner, and will pick up where season 3 left off. If you're looking for something that is a bit mindless, but a good shoot-'em-up with a feel-good ending, check out A Working Man. The film stars Jason Statham as a mild-mannered construction worker, single father, and former Special Forces soldier charged with finding his boss's kidnapped daughter. The movie is a bit stereotypical, but seems to throw out one challenge after another as Statham's character works his way through the hierarchy of a criminal enterprise. A Working Man received about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which seems about right, but it's a fun watch. The film is now available to rent on various streaming platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's your Civic Media Daily News Roundup. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at civicmedia.us. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.